A very good afternoon and welcome to the Eurovision Showcase. Yes, we showcase the Eurovision Song Contest in its finest and craziest moments with me, Kieran Ari Tuttiot, today on a Sunday afternoon. It's going to be a fab show.
Hello, Europe. This is Hatari from Iceland.
Hello, this is Suri from the United Kingdom.
Hello, this is Penna and I'm from Austria. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
Oh, they don't make them like they used to. That is Italy 1976 from Romina Power and Albano, and the song We'll Live It All Again, which ended up 7th with 69 points at the 1976 contest in The Hague in the Netherlands, the same contest where the Brotherhood of Man won for the United Kingdom with Save Your Kisses for Me. Yes, oh, well, that was a good tune. What do you think about that one? Yeah, well, on the night of the final, Romina Power and Albano performed 13th in the running order, following Spain and preceding Austria. So until the free language rule in operation at the time, Power sung her sections in the song in English, as we just heard, and the only time English would ever been heard in an Italian entry until the Italian song Madness in Love in 2011. So the performance from the couple wasn't the greatest, and Power's limitations as a live singer was very apparent, and and matters were not being helped by Albano, who forgot his opening lines when he mumbled rather than sang. And at the close of voting, We'll Meet Again obviously won with 69 points. It managed to get 12 points from Ireland in the contest. What were they smoking? And placing Italy 7th in 18th place. And the Italian juries awarded its 12 points to the Irish entry. So the 12 points exchange between the two was noted as an oddity, as neither country have received the maximum point from any other jury. And the 1976 contest was a two-horse race between the United Kingdom and the runners-up, France, finishing out of sight of the rest of the field. And it was spotted that Italy and Ireland were the only two countries that did not award 12 or 10 points to either France or the United Kingdom. So there might have been some awkwardness, well, not awkwardness, but some dodgy dealings going on between RTE and Rai Television in Italy. You never know, you never know. I mean, those stories have been legend in Eurovision, obviously going back to the whole voting scandal at the 1976 contest in the Royal Albert Hall, when Cliff Richard didn't receive any points from the Yugoslavian jury. And Yugoslavia ended up giving a lot of points to the Spanish entry, which made them 1 point ahead of the United Kingdom and to win the contest. So, yes, one single point. Sometimes it just happens like that. It really does. but you never know. You never know. There's been documentaries and stuff about it. I'm sure many of them are up on YouTube. Right, okay, let's move on to our next song, and it's a request from Javier Laval in Montreal, Quebec, Canada. We have many listeners right across the world, as we found out in last week's show with our request bonanza. Yeah, we did. We have requests from the Philippines, we have requests from Tunbridge Wells. No, not Tunbridge Wells, from Wells itself, Western Supermare, my goodness me, from Scotland and from all over the place. So, Javier Laval listens to us online at forestfm.co.uk, which you can do the same as well. So if you aren't in West Dorset, West Hampshire, or across the New Forest, on the south coast of the UK, listening to us on 92.3 FM, you can listen to us at forestfm.co.uk or the TuneIn Radio app and website. Yes, we are there, so you can tune in. Get in contact with the show. I will give you more details about how you can get your request in just a few minutes, excuse me. Right, okay, so Javier Laval's request is the brand new song from Lena Hedlund. She performed at Melody Festival in this year with the song Victorious. Oh, it could have been. I've forgotten now. That's terrible. And she's part of Alcazar, it's a huge Swedish pop group, and she's released a brand new song. It's called Deeper Love, and this is an awesome tune. I hope you enjoy it. Here is Lena Hedlund with Deeper Love. Thank you, Javier, for your request.
When we're waking up in the morning, is it coffee for two? Why you gotta keep on running? Hey, I'm talking to you. You don't dare to see me eye to eye. Keep blaming on the 9 to 5. But
not this morning, but not this morning. I want a deep love. You keep me on hold. Either you feel it or you don't. You say you don't wanna lose me, then don't let me go. Either you love me. You keep me on hold. Either you feel it or you don't. You say you don't wanna lose me, then don't let me go.
Deeper, 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 de
never get old. That is the UK Eurovision entry in 1996, coming eighth, shockingly. That is Gina G with Ooh Ah Just a Little Bit. And I swear that may have been one of the biggest pushes towards televoting rather than full jury, because the following year in 1997 we saw the introduction of televoting for five countries, which was the UK, Germany, Sweden, Switzerland and Austria, I think. Yes, one of the two. So basically, and it showed in the televotes the following year that the EBU were trying to engage the public a little bit more when it came to the televoting. It was shocking because the song that Gina G had there, Ooh Ah Just a Little Bit, was an incredible pop sensation in the charts right across the world. It got to number one here in the United Kingdom and also in Israel. She got to number two in Canada, and number four in Hungary and in the United States, number five in Australia and Denmark and Norway, fifth in Belgium and Finland, six in Ireland and Sweden, seven in the Czech Republic, 13 in the Netherlands, 24 in Iceland, 28 in New Zealand and 88 in Germany. The contest and was, I think, probably in shock, the fact that Gina G didn't do better. But there was stiff competition in 1996, let's just say that. Right, before we have Rob's random request this week, let's tell you about how you can get in contact with the show. You can follow us on Twitter. You can send us a message as well at ESC Showcase. Of course, you can like our Facebook page and send us a message there. Interact with us on there. Our Facebook page is The Eurovision Showcase. Or alternatively, the web address is facebook.com/ESC Showcase. And you can email us, ESCShowcase@gmail.com. Now, the next song comes from Croatia in the 2004 Eurovision. This is one of my own personal favourites. I hope you enjoy this too, this moody ballad from Ivan Mikolic with You Were the Only One. And this didn't do too badly, it came 12th in the end. So congratulations to Croatia. I love it, and it's a guilty pleasure of mine. Anyway, here we are. Here is Croatia 2004 and Ivan Mikolic.
Once again, just hold me, let me feel you breathe. Softly kiss me on my face, love is all I need. Lonely moments, yours is the toll that I can hope for. Sorrow and tears forevermore. Hold me once again, my dear, let your passion take me. In my heart, it's like you're near, like it used to be. If only in dreams I see you, I'll just have to let you go. That will be the end forevermore. You were my only love, and we were timeless. Without you close to me, I'm left all alone. With only sadness, I have lost someone of my own. Dear, let your passion take me. In my heart, it's like you're near, like it used to be. If only in dreams I see you, I just have to let you go. That will be the end forevermore. You were my own. Close to me, I'm left all alone. Without
for me, who died for me.
Sowas malt, so ein Bild von der Welt, und wer weiß, wie ein Maler das wohl macht. Farbenfroh und schön, voller Sonnenschein, sah ich jeden Tag, aber dann in der Nacht. Wie malt man den Schmerz? Welche Farbe hat Krieg? Und wie malt man den Hunger und die Not?
Welche Farbe hat der Sonnenschein? Welche Farbe hat die Welt? Ist sie blau wie das weite Meer?
That is Switzerland 1984 in Luxembourg. Yes, they came 17th with only 30 points. That is Rainy Day with Walter Haber, Hat den Sonnenschein, which means, what colour is the rain? Yeah, no, what colour is the sunshine? Oh dear. Right, and it didn't do particularly well. Yeah, it didn't, sadly. 16th it got, sorry, not 17th. Okay, well, my husband Rob is here. Hello, Rob. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
All the better for seeing you, my dear. Yes. And this is one of my favourite parts of the show. As any listener who may have listened to the show before, it is now time for one of my favourite parts of the show where we go completely random. Rob, it is now time for...
Rob's Random Request.
Yes, so this is a part where Rob has got the two hats out. We've got little bits of paper in both of these hats. Now, one of these hats has got years in, and then the other hat has countries in it. So we've got 1956 to 2019, and in the other hat we've got Andorra to Yugoslavia. Okay, so hopefully we will pick a song, or we will eventually, even if we do miss. A Eurovision song completely at random. Yes, so Rob, are you ready?
I am. Hang on. Right.
Okay, so we're doing the year first, aren't we?
Yep.
Okay.
Got one?
Yeah.
1967.
Oh, now that was the contest in Vienna, Austria. And that was the first contest where the UK won. Sandy Shaw, Puppet on a String.
Okay, well, let's see if I pick the UK.
Well, you never know.
I'll probably pick some really random country that has only recently entered. Okay.
Ooh. You drop it all the time. I don't think there's ever been a time where you've not picked it.
Georgia.
No, Georgia went there. They were in the USSR then, obviously. Okay. So, pick another one.
Ukraine.
No. Oh, we've run out of music. Oh, third time lucky.
Austria.
Oh, the home soil song. Oh, okay. Well, that's all right. That's not a bad thing, Rob. It's a 1967 Eurovision Song Contest. Yeah, I don't know much about the Austrian entry. I must admit, I don't know it off the top of my head. Because to be fair, the 60s are a little bit vague for me when it comes to my knowledge of Eurovision. And it was the year following Udo Jürgens winning for Austria with Merci Chérie, which actually is an awesome Eurovision winner.
Grand Prix de la Chanson.
Yeah, Grand Prix de la Chanson 1967. Which, you know what 1967 is in French, don't you?
Well, I think they would say I'm not entirely sure, but I think they would say the year 1967. But if you say it 1967, it would be 1967.
Yeah, 1967. That sounds about right, actually. 1967. Okay, so the Austrian entry on home soil, which we're just looking, only got 2 points in 14th place. This isn't good.
Warum es Hundesand Stern gibt by Peter Horton.
Peter Horton. Now he doesn't sound German at all, does he? And we can't find anything on Peter Horton. Oh no, we can. No, we can't. Okay. So basically, warum es Hundestundestend. Stern Gibbet.
Why there are 100,000 stars.
Oh. Now, the song was performed third on the night following Luxembourg's entry from Vicky Leandros, Le Mot est Bleu, which was lovely. And the French entry from Nicole Codner, Il doit faire au beau là-bas. Yeah? I hope that's how it is.
Cool.
Yeah.
Il doit faire beau là-bas.
Oh, thank you. Now the song is actually quite a chanson style, apparently, and features Horton describing some of the mysteries of the world and why there are so many stars and why there are so many flowers and so on. So on. Okay. Well, are you complaining about that? I don't know if he is or not. So before explaining that, it proves that the point of life is to seize the moment. Aww. So here we are. This is Peter Horton, who sounds... doesn't he? Or Australian, New Zealand.
Well, yeah. My mum and dad had friends with the surname Horton when I was a child.
Really? Yeah. And Horton, that was Hugo Horton. And you remember his dad in The Vicar of Dibley? Oh, yeah. They were the Hortons with Alice Tinker. You remember? Oh, those were the days. Oh, she passed away now, isn't she? The actress who played Alice Tinker. Anyway, we're going on really sad. Well, this is quite sad. This basically came third last, 14th place with only 2 points. Peter Horton with... Go on, Rob, you give it a go.
Crikey. Warum es 100,000 Stern gibt? Stern gibt.
And that's Austria 1967, Rob's Random Request.
Warum es 100,000 Sterne gibt, des Nachts am weiten blauen Himmelszelt, warum ein Mensch oft einen anderen liebt, viel mehr als alles auf der Welt, warum Millionen Blumen blühen und die Sonne
bestimmt, nimm als dein Schicksal hin. Vielleicht erkennt dein Herz daraus des Lebens wahren Sinn, warum es 100.000 Sterne gibt, des Nachts am weiten blauen Himmelszelt, warum es immer wieder Wunder gibt, ein Herz oft treu zum anderen hält, warum es auch für Arme wieder Frühling wird, oft schöner als für den, der reich. Darum eilt für den einen überm Himmelszelt, ja alle Menschen auf der Erde gleich. Weil für den einen überm Himmelszelt, ja alle Menschen.
This is Dana from Ireland. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
Θες να σου το πω, πως για σένα εγώ θα πέθαινα, τη ζωή μου θα στην έδινα, τέλος και αρχή, όλα είσαι εσύ. Όσο κι αν πονώ, απ' το χαρτί δε θα σε σβήνα, τη ζωή μου θα στην έδινα, τέλος και αρχή, όλα είσαι εσύ.
Greece 2018, Oren Omou, My Dream, from the beautiful, oh yes, she was beautiful, oh she still is, Iana Telezi. Yes, and that was my pre-contest favourite going into the contest, and I enjoyed the performance, but I must admit, it sort of waned on me, because I ended up enjoying so many other different songs at the 2018 contest, including the Cypriot entry. Oh, Eleni Ferreira, Fuego. She is my girl. Yes, queen. She is indeed. And yeah, so there we are. That is your first half of the Eurovision Showcase. We have got Live and Kicking, Dream World, and plenty more music coming from the world of the Eurovision Song Contest. But first, let's give you the news. Yes, it is time for your Eurovision Showcase news today on Sunday, the 4th of August, 2019, with me, your host, Kieran Ari-Tatiat, and this is Forest FM. Eurovision Choir of the Year took place last night in Gothenburg, Sweden, and Wales and Scotland participated as two independent countries, not as the United Kingdom. So if you would like to find out who won, then head over to Eurovision.tv. In Norway, Melody Grand Prix 2020 has been confirmed. There will be 25 songs, 5 regions. Lots of more details have been released. Head over to eurovoir.com for the latest information about the Norwegian national final. Spotify have announced that Mahmoud, who represented Italy at this year's Eurovision Song Contest with the song Soldi, has celebrated its 100th million stream on the music platform as the song goes into gold in the Netherlands. It's pretty awesome. Now, also in Sweden, Duncan Lawrence, who won Eurovision this year with the song Arcade, has performed the song in the outside music show called Allsang på Skansen in Sweden. Now, on August 17th, there is a huge party in London at the Water Rats in King's Cross, London, where Eurostars in Concert takes place on August the 17th. If you would like to find out more information about this amazing show, get yourself some tickets as well, head over to our Facebook page, The Eurovision Showcase. And finally, we have some sad news. The Swedish singer who represented Sweden at the 1962 contest has passed away earlier this week. Inga Bergeren has died at the age of 85. We send our condolences to the Swedish fans and her family and friends at this time. And that is your Eurovision Showcase news. I have been your host, Kieran Ari-Tatiat. We've still got Dream World Live and Kicking and plenty more songs, as well as the Swedish entry at the 1962 Eurovision Song Contest, coming up in just a few moments. But you're listening to, obviously, the Eurovision Showcase right here on Forest FM.
Good evening, Europe!
Have you missed a previous episode of the Eurovision Showcase? Never fear, Kieran is here. Visit the website escshowcase.podbeam.com or just search for the Eurovision Showcase on any podcast app, including iTunes and Podbean. The Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. There is no need to be making your mind up.
Happy Eurovisioning to all the Eurovision fans out there.
Why not join JP and the team of Radio International for a weekly trip through the world of the Eurovision Song Contest?
There'll be lots of music, artist interviews and regular features including the cover spot and the Eurovision Spotlight.
Bookmark it now on your web browser, or even better, subscribe to the podcast via www.radiointernational.tv and you will never have to miss your favourite Eurovision radio shows.
Hello, this is Linda Woodruff, the official spokesperson for the Eurovision Broadcasting Union, the EBU. You're listening to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. It's amazing.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da
og hans affær er opphov til at alt så dystert der. En dag framför hans fönster dröjde jag, då någon plötsligt sa god dag. Det var en glad ung man med solvarig grin, som bad mig följa med som smakråd in. Han sökte något att sin fest mig ge, och var så snällt att jag gick med. När det är sol och vår och man är 19 år, är det så lite man förstår. Och alla flickor små bör låta sinne då, när vintern går mot sol och vår. Väl i butiken fann han inget sen, och snart så stod vi utanför igen. Jag sa adjö och hade börjat gå, när han skrek, vänta, hör nu på. Som ett bevis på tacksamheten hans, ville han bjuda mig på lunch någonstans. Det var ju vårens första solskensdag, så jag var dum nog, svara jag. När det är sol och vår och man är 19 år, är det så lite man förstår. Och alla flickor små bör låsa sinnet då, när vintern går mot sol och vår. Han konverserade med elegans och bjöd det bästa som på stället fanns. Men sen han gått att ringa till en vän, så kom han inte mer igen. Och rockvaktmästaren sa, jo, damens man tog damens päls och gick till skräddan han. Så jag fick ringa till min egen Knut, som mig från notan läste ut. När det är sol och vår och man är 19 år, är det så lite man förstår. Och alla flickor små bör låsas inne då, när vintern går mot sol och
there we are, the Sorgvar, which is Sun and Spring, sung by Inga Bergeren, who recently passed away earlier this week. That is Sweden, 1962, and a fantastic song and a great performance that she had there in Luxembourg at the 1962 contest. The UK entry that year, just to mention, was Ronnie Carroll, Ring a Ding Girl, coming fourth with 10 points. Joint fourth, actually, with the Yugoslavian entry. Yes, and the French, so France won that year, Isabelle Abreu with Un Premier Amour. And then Luxembourg came second, and no, Monaco came second, and Luxembourg came third. Yes, so the French were right towards the top, but Switzerland and Belgium, were towards the bottom. Actually, in fact, Belgium got nil point, which is a bit cruel. Anyway, it's time for one of our brand new parts of the Eurovision Showcase.
Dream world, I can fly among the clouds over great mountains high. Dream world, across the clear blue sky.
Yes, it's Dream World time. This is a part of the Eurovision Showcase where I share a song to you, which I think should have represented the United Kingdom at the Eurovision Song Contest on any particular year. Now, I've picked this week 1987. Now, this was statistically one of the worst placings for the UK ever at the Eurovision in 1987 in Brussels. we had Ricky with Only the Light, and I know our good friend of the show, Anne Squires up in Wales, adores that song and knows the dance moves as well, which, Anne, that's another plug for your YouTube Eurovision channel. Yes, I'm trying to think. And I'm going to dedicate a song to you coming up very shortly after this song. So this is what I would have liked the UK to have sent to Eurovision in 1987. Now, they are Australian, but that's never stopped the UK. We sent Olivia Newton-John in 1974, and obviously earlier, which we heard, Gina G represented us in 1996, a few years later, from 1987. And this song did incredibly well in the UK charts. It was released in Australia in 1985, but it was released in the rest of Europe around 1986 and 1987, and it would have been after the September cutoff for Eurovision songs, maybe. So I don't know if it probably would have had to have gone in 1985, more than likely, because it was released in Australia. But the song was featured heavily, this song, in Crocodile Dundee. Yes. So this song is just over 3 minutes, practically. But it is just awesome. And it was the first ever song I played hosting a radio show on my own. Yes, it was indeed. And back in 2012 at Voice FM in Southampton. So this is the song which I would have loved to have the UK represent them at the 1987 Eurovision Song Contest. For Dreamworld this week, this is Mental as Anything with Live It Up.
come up to my place. Come up to my place, baby. Hey, yeah, you with a sad face, come up to my place and live it up. You beside the dance floor, what do you cry for? Let's live it up. You with a sad face, come up to my place and live it up.
Live It Up by Mental As Anything, this week's Dream World for the UK in 1987. My personal pick for Eurovision at 1987 contest, as we didn't do particularly well that year. Right, now it's time for Belgium 1989. I can't wait to play. This is for you, Anne. She sang this on her YouTube channel. You've got to check it out. ESE Armchair. Here is Ingeborg with Door de Wind. Door de regen.
Door de wind, door de regen, dwars door alles heen. Ik zie je voor me, met mijn ogen dicht, ik kan je voelen, met mijn hart op slot, ik hoor je praten, maar je bent er niet. Je bent er niet. En ik voel me verloren als ik jou moet verliezen. En ik blijf van je dromen, want ik kan je niet missen. Ik kan je niet missen. Ben ik nooit alleen. Ik voel je naast me als ik 's nachts op straat wil vergeten wat in mijn ogen staat geschreven. Je moest dus weten. En ik wil me verliezen in de roes van een winnaar. En ik zou willen.
And this week, once again, we're going to France in 1996. I absolutely adore this song. No doubt you will do too, I'm sure. This is a live rendition from the contest in Oslo, Norway. Here is Dana Braz and Le Héritage des Celtes with Douanet pour Galet. This is the French Eurovision entry to the 1996 Eurovision Song Contest.
Die Dosten Bogart.
Αρσένος αγαγκούλωτε ροτκάλων δίμεων μουσάκ ονταζόν. Τομέδο καλόνου βονέζιου ρεζιουάμες αγαλάιου ότι
absolutely stunning song and performance by Dana Braz, Le Héritage de Celtes for France in 1996, Douanet pour Galle. Right, that is another episode of the Eurovision Showcase. Thank you for joining me, Mr. Kieran Aritasiewicz. You don't have to call me Mr. I don't know why I said that. And I hope you could join me next Sunday at 5 p.m. right here on Forest FM for another Eurovision Song Contest Music Injection. If you've missed this show or previous shows, head over to our Facebook page, The Eurovision Showcase, or our Twitter page, which is at ESC Showcase. And I hope you can join us next Sunday. Arrivederci, au revoir, merci de saint, vislat, dobizegna, see you very soon. Toodaloo!
Online and on 92.3 FM. This is Forest FM.